Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. I'm so excited to be here. We've got, so many things going on. And, of course, this last week we had an incredible mixer. That was our October 10th mixer. And, oh, my gosh, it was amazing to meet new friends. And some of my friends were there. And my family was there. And a big thank you to my husband, who is my partner in crime, I would say. He's like, what are you doing now? So, anyways, he was there helping us. And, of course, our newest sponsor is Palm Garden Hotel. We had the event there, and it was incredible. If you have any events that you need to have, their space is beautiful. It's been renovated. It is beautiful. And, of course, their new restaurant, Selvin's, definitely a must try. So, of course, you're going to hear them. We have a commercial with them. They are new sponsors, so I'm very excited to share them. All right. And I invite you to our next two mixers. We are all the way through the year now, November 14th and December 11th. If you are a vendor or just want to share your business, definitely reach out to us, and you can call us or text us and put mixer on 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Also, we have a giveaway, a new giveaway, and of course, that is a tribute band to Steely Dan, and that is happening October 26th. We are going to hear from Steve Bias, one of the bass players and backup and kind of the leader of the pack. He's going to be on today, and we've got tickets. Oh, my God, who doesn't like Steely Dan? I was listening to some of the music, and it just really brings back all those memories. So I am excited to give a pair of tickets away. And if you are interested in going, please definitely text us at that same number, 805-419-0008, and so you can get a pair of tickets. And if not, definitely go on and buy it. I would love to see you there. And also, just write tribute on the text, and one of our team members will get back with you. Another thing, I want to give a big shout-out to Randy Lewis. He was one of our comedies that came in and started our mixer. And, of course, you know I love to laugh. So we've got a pair of tickets to go see his shows. And he's in Simi Valley. He's in Ventura. And, of course, JR's Comedy Club. So we would love to get some comedy out there. And, of course, one of his events in Simi Valley is going to our hurricane survivors and friends out there. My heart goes out to all those people out there. That could happen to us. We've been through the fires. We've been through the earthquakes. We've been through all those things. And let's help our friends out there.
I'm so glad that you are here. We've got an incredible show for you today. And I have Randy Selig. This is his first book, and I am so excited to be talking about it. Thriving. Just the word right there just says it all. We should all be thriving in whatever we're doing. And of course, I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I do want to give out our phone number here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. I love to hear from my listeners. And of course, maybe we can get a book from Rand to share with our listeners for a caller. So we're going to talk with him and really just find out a little bit about how to create a healthier, happier, and more prosperous life. I mean, who doesn't want that? And of course, I'm so glad that you've tuned in here. I do want to remind you of our podcast. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast and share us with everyone. And of course, let's get started. Rand, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Kim, it's just great to be your guest today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about who you are and why you wrote this book.
Well, I have been walking around the block in many, many fascinating ways throughout my life. I have run my own investment banking firm for the last 3 decades. And I've worked with over 250 different companies and nonprofits to help them through transitions, to selling their companies, to developing strategies. My company was just named the best investment banking firm in San Francisco Bay Area.
Congratulations.
So that's a nice credit to the effort that we've taken to help entrepreneurs move forward. But along the way, I've raised two terrific kids and been married for 43 years, which is its own accomplishment.
That's thriving right there. Okay. Yeah. What's your secret?
Well, I think I would say there are a couple things that are part of this recipe. One is that you have to trust each other.
Okay.
And you have to get rid of the problems before going to bed.
They want you. They want you bad.
Sorry.
They want you. Sorry. That's okay.
Yeah. And you got to be committed to the relationship. Things change. You know, we all change over the course of time. Your partner's going to change. And you just got to keep looking for ways to make the connection and make it real and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And So that's a big part of things. I've served on 14 different boards over the many years. I've been a Little League coach and a scoutmaster. And I'm what I call a roll up your sleeves environmentalist. So we actually, instead of the board stuff, we're actually doing the work.
Love
so
that.
It's I'm very committed to service and, you know, trying to make this world just a little bit better.
There you go. And of course, your newest book, I'm excited for people to read it. So how do they get it, first of all?
Yeah, so it's available at Amazon, certainly. It's available at all the independent bookstores, including Target. You can go to my book website, randselig.com, randselig.com, and there's a lot of information about the book, testimonials, and you can order it right there as well.
So, Rand, first of all, let's just start with what are the key personal qualities that led to this life satisfaction and achievement?
Well, this is not just something I've made up. There's studies that go into that, you know, longitudinal studies that look at people over a long period of time and they say, okay, well, you're reporting life satisfaction and clearly have some achievements. What are those factors? And there are actually seven of them. And in no particular order, it's zest, grit, optimism, being positive. That's such a huge element in my world. Curiosity, being grateful, having self-control, having social intelligence. And because I'm an author, I get to add my own extra number 8, which is humor.
And you know what, that you just nailed it, because you have to find humor in everything. And I think we were talking earlier before the interview, my dad always had a joke, always had something. He would be like the life of the party, you know? And yet at the same time, he was like motivation. And I don't even think they really had like motivational speakers back then, but I did what he wanted to do. And so I love what you're doing. Let me ask you, how do you define success? And how does a person figure out what's enough for them?
Well, the world we live in today, and it's really increasingly around the world, defines success financially. And that's really narrow. I think we all know when we look inside ourselves, that's just one dimension. And then people go on to talk about balance, you know, life and work balance. And I think that also is a little too narrow. I think we need to think about an integrated package that represents who we are. And so success to me is about how you are. Are you emotionally healthy? Are you physically healthy? Are you taking care? Are you sleeping well? Do you have relationships? Is your relationship with yourself a good one? And what about the relationships with all the other people around you, including in the workplace? Are you doing okay financially? You know, that's important. I mean, you don't want to be struggling all the time. And it helps a lot to be of service. We were talking about that a minute ago. When you're not looking at yourself, but you're looking to a neighbor, you're looking at somebody who needs something and you can provide it. And just being kind, you know, somebody brings you a cup of coffee and you say thank you, but you look them in the eye. It's not just a throwaway line. These kinds of things are all about success. And the enoughness question, Kim, to me is about where your focus is. If you're focused on the other person, you're focused on the neighbor who's driving down the street with a fancy new car, or you're talking to somebody who just went on some big vacation and that was, wow, a lot of money. And maybe they enjoyed it. I hope they did. You'll never find out enough. That there's just no way to win that one. So the enoughness starts inside you. You say, hey, look, I don't need a new car. I don't want a new car. I'm very happy with the car I have. The vacation I'm planning, I'd like to take one, but it's going to be a road trip. You know, whatever. You can decide what's really going to work for you. And that really limits the whole question of having things that are out of bounds, not available because, you know, you don't have the financial wherewithal or maybe the energy to make them happen.
I love that. I call it, I mean, I think we're saying the same thing together here. I say run your own race, right? I mean, you know, if you're always looking at the person next to you or across from you or wherever and looking at how much they're doing, it's going to slow you in your life and you're not going to appreciate it and honor yourself and really be grateful for every day that we are here. So I love that. And you're right. I mean, concentrate on your wins and your gift. And none of us are the same. We all are separate. We're all different. We're all individual, amazing people. And so I love that. So thank you. So how do you forge deep, enduring relationships with yourself, friends, family, partners, because you find those people that have been friends with their, you know, like high school, elementary, you know, I just went on a road trip and there was a girl that we saw out in Branson and I never usually put anything on, you know, social and I did. And she was like, oh my God, you're coming to Branson. And I'm like, we have seen each other at like reunions and everything. Anyways, I got to see her hometown and it was so exciting. And I was like, we have been friends since like fifth grade or maybe even before that, you know, that is longevity. That is honoring who your life, your journey of where you're going. But a lot of people don't have lifelong friends.
No, it's true. It's, there are books coming out talking about alienation. I think the pandemic really threw a lot of people for a loop. How do you form a deep and enduring relationship? Well, I think of it as concentric circles. The inner circle is you. You got to have this special relationship with yourself, which includes a lot of things. You got to keep investing. Getting to know yourself, the person you were 10 years ago or whatever is not the person you are today. And so you got to, you know that person. The world has changed and you just got to be acquainted with that. You got to like that person. You got to love that person. Keep investing, keep learning new things. You know, surprise yourself once in a while. And that same point applies to friends, family, partners. And I think it really helps with other people to have humility. I had an experience about 10 years ago. I woke up one morning and said, wow, I'm living this great life. What would make it even better? And I said, if I had a few more really deep, special friendships. I've always had friends and, you know, never a problem with that, but something deeper. And I said, you know, what I need to do is be honest. Tell them that not everything is all looking all, it may look all hunky-dory, but the truth of the matter is there are questions I have, doubts I have. struggles I'm having. And so I picked six people. They had been friends for a very long time. And I went to them knowing that I might not move the needle and knowing that there was a possibility that a couple would say, this guy has turned weird on us and we're not going to, you know, who wants to be a friend with that fruit? I said, I don't think that's a real risk. But I went to these six and I said, I'm struggling over this particular issue. Do you have any advice, any thoughts for me? And I was delighted that five out of six said, I do have some thoughts. You're a really great guy, but you know, I've seen this and this, and here's what I'd recommend in that case. And by the way, I have a question for you. I've never really had the courage to ask you about. And it opened up this depth of relationship. So five out of six, and the sixth one, it didn't move the needle, but it's just fine. So that was a very special thing. And it comes back to a central principle, Kim, which is asking questions. You got to be able to ask questions. And that means listening to the answers and listening extra hard to the answers.
I so agree. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I think that is so cool because when you're younger, you are meeting people through your kids and you're just, you know, you're trying to like build your life. And as you get older, it's like, okay, sometimes it's lonely. People are alone. And especially after the pandemic, it's even lonelier because people had to hibernate in their own homes. They felt alone. They lost people. It just, you know, and so the fact that you went out and, you know, looked for, you know, six people to confide in, to grow with, to get close with is huge. I'm going to do that. I'm going to thank you for that because I think it's really cool. And that's what life is all about. You know, I have this business mixer coming up and I want to say, you know, don't be shy, say hi, you know, get out there and we're better together. We are all better together. And that's what life's all about. We're not supposed to be alone. This is a journey. And, you know, and so some of us get stuck and they get angry and they've been hurt and they've been, you know, just they don't trust. And you have to have almost like no expectations. Like you said, you're sixth person, you didn't move the needle, but it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a really essential point. And I think sometimes it helps if people say, what's the worst could happen? You know, that I say hi to somebody and they look at me and kind of walk away.
Yeah.
Well, where's the harm? I mean, you know, not to say they're bad things can't happen, but, you know, we make up problems sometimes in our head before actually living it out.
Oh, big time. That negative voice in there that we say everything's not going to turn out. Or what if you flip that and looked at like what I talk about, the brighter side of life, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it being a lifelong learner so important? I mean, to me, I already know this answer, but gosh, if you're not learning, you're stagnant, you're done, you know?
Well, I've yet to meet a person, Kim, who has not made some mistakes. And so you have to just look hard at what happened. You got to be honest, you know, what part did I play with it? It wasn't all the other person. Maybe there was a contributing aspect that I played in this situation. And so you have to look at what you've done and turn those mistakes into valuable lessons. This is really important. This is like, it's a little bit of homework, but it's big in terms of the dividends it pays. And being part of being a lifelong learner also means, frankly, being curious. And curious is such a big, big, juicy thing. If you're curious, it makes life a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. You know, think about a trip you took. What made it that you enjoyed, or an adventure? What made it good? Well, it's probably learning new things. People living life a little differently. Maybe they're speaking a different dialect or a language, or they're dressing differently, or they're eating different food. All that stuff makes it interesting. And this is the part of being curious. And the bonus to being curious is in terms of conflict resolution. And here's the thing. Imagine a time when you were butting heads with somebody. And maybe you knew them really well, but they had a very different opinion about something than you did. Maybe they saw the whole situation very differently. Well, you can get into an argument. You can do some serious damage in that relationship. But if instead you say, wait, I'm going to be curious. I'm going to be a little fly on the wall. I'm going to sort of look in this situation and I'm going to ask some questions and I'm going to listen. Maybe I have a follow-up question or two or three. The conflict then diminishes because you're learning. You may not change your opinion. You may not change their opinion, but you've not done damage and you may have avoided, you know, a problem and you may learn something. So being curious helps in that way too.
I love it. And you know what? Sometimes you just, you know, I've learned even with my husband, like, okay, I didn't think that was the answer you were going to give me. I'm not going to really jump on it and attack it right now. And then later on I go, you know, I was thinking about what you said and it might just be in the moment and you let the whole thing go, you know? And so I feel like, God, I've grown so many ways of just letting life happen instead of, like, I used to think everything was up to me if it was meant to be. And now I kind of go, yeah, I'm not in that much control. So, but my question to you is, and I know, gosh, I really want to talk to you again. We've got like a minute and a half left. Aging. What are the keys to aging well?
Well, the truth, of course, is that we all age, but not everybody ages well. And so there are a group of things that I like to talk to people about what you can do to age well. One is be positive. It is a choice. It is an absolute choice. And a second is to have purpose. Throughout your life, I've spoken at a number of retirement homes, and here are these people in their 80s or whatever age they are. They've done well enough financially to be able to be at that retirement home. And I say, you have to have purpose all the way to the end. Even if the purpose is just being kind and being interested in somebody new, you know, somebody across the hall from you or whatever, having purpose is essential to life. You have to be grateful. You have to be curious. We were talking about that a minute ago. Humor is a part of this. And then the big three, I talk about being emotionally healthy. That's stop self-sabotaging. And Kim, you mentioned that. It goes on a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
When you catch yourself doing it, just say, I'm not doing that. Yes, I can, rather than no, I can't. You have to forgive yourself and others. And part of that's being honest about what really happened. And even if they're gone out of your life or, you know, gone off the planet, you can write a letter and say, here's what happened. Here's how I felt about it. Yeah, you know, I felt badly and I think you owed me an apology and never got it, but I'm forgiving you. Just if you're carrying those heavy rocks in your backpack, it's going to slow you up. It's going to make life unfun. And the last is letting go. You know, just realize what you do control in life. And it's a lot less than you think. So what do you control? You control your attitude. You control the amount of effort you're willing to put into something. You control your behavior and you can control your actions. Well, hopefully you can. But all the rest, that's you. What about all these other people around you? You don't control them. The most you can do is try to influence them. Having friends of all ages, very key. You know, think about having somebody's half your age or somebody who's 10 or 20 years older. They're speaking differently. They've lived life in a different way. It's so rich to do that. It really helps age well. And then the last one is just be a kind of person that is exuding kindness and respect. I call it being love. And it's not the romantic thing. It's just a way of being the kind of person that people want to be with. That makes the world a better place.
Wow, Rand, you knocked it out of the park. I know, such good stuff. And I am so grateful that I had you on my show to share this, and the best of luck with your book. Congratulations. And again, please share our show with everyone, download our podcast, and also where do my listeners one more time get your book?
Yeah. So Amazon.com, here, I'll just hold up my book, Thriving, How to Create a Healthier, Happier, and More Prosperous Life. It's on Amazon. It's at all the independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, and so on. And you can also just go to my website and read more testimonials, more about me. You can download a PDF of my favorite quotes from the book. People say, I love these quotes. In the back of the book are 75 books I've read that really influenced me. And I have a paragraph about each one. So you can just read them and say, wow, that's really cool. Okay, thanks, I'm finished. Or you can say, no, I want to read the whole book now.
I love it. Very cool.
That's and you can connect with me as well.
I love it. Could we give away a couple books?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Right.
So let's open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008. And if you want one of Rand's books, Thriving, just put in the text Thriving. And one of our team members will get back with you. Again, Rand, thank you so much for being here and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Kim, and you too. I so much appreciate what your show is about and the message you have. It's really important.
Thank you.
All right, Rand, good stuff. We're on the same wavelength. I love guests like that. And if you know anybody else that sounds like that, talks like that, please share them my way. I'd love to have them on. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I am so excited to present and actually really promote the tribute band to Steely Dan. If everybody remembers Steely Dan, some of the great songs, I was listening to their music. I can't wait to go. October 26th is their date. And of course, I've got Steve Bias here. He is the bass player, the backup, and kind of the leader of the pack. I mean, when you have like so many people, somebody has to step forward. And I guess that would be Steve. Steve, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. And thanks for having us. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Yeah. So first of all, let's get everybody excited. Talk to us about, one, the tribute band, okay, for Steely Dan. Is this always your passion? Or how did you bring all these people together to put this together?
Well, that's a great question. Longtime musician, music is my passion and passion of everybody in the band. But Steely Dan music specifically, I guess you could say, is sort of the holy grail of popular music for a serious and, you might say, accomplished musician. The music of Steely Dan is complex. It's interesting. It's varied. It includes all sorts of genres. And on top of all that, they had a lot of hits on the radio. So as a musician, it's so much fun to get to play Steely Dan music, and it's challenging, and it remains exciting constantly and throughout the years.
I love it. I love it. And you're right. He had so many hits. I mean, it just, there's so many hits. When I was listening to some of the videos that you've done, just, it brings back so many memories, as music does. It kind of sets you right back into that place where you were at that time of your life. What is, you guys name your band Dr. Wu. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, Dr. Wu is a song from Steely Dan. I believe it's on the Royal Scam album, and don't quote me on that, even though this is being recorded.
That's okay.
But it's a very popular song to Steely Dan fans, and we just thought it was a cool band name, and it goes way back to when we were formed back in the year 2020.
Wow, I love that. And talk to us a little bit about all of the band members. Let's kind of give them all a shout out.
Well, there's Variously 11 or 12 of us, depending on how many background singers we use on a particular gig. But we have a 5-piece horn section, which features our musical director, Mark Harrison, who's a native of London, England. Our guitar player, Gil Ion, who is a native of Uruguay. Our drummer is Kurt Walther, a native of Kansas City. There's me, Steve Bias, the bass player, who is a native of Charleston, West Virginia. And our singer, Tony Egan, is a native of Liverpool, England. And then moving on to our background singers, we have the lovely Lee Vance, who's a Los Angeles native, Angela Michael, also from Los Angeles. And then our horn players, Rock Bordenoff on trumpet, Frank Villafranca on saxophone, our second Italian saxophone player, Jeff Delasanti, and the lovely and somewhat famous Anne King on trumpet.
Oh my gosh, you guys got a collective, incredible group there. I love that. You just brought together the most amazing people there. I love that. And when was the band formed?
We began in the year 2020. We've been through many.
Yes, lots of trying things, as all of us, right?
Right. Many personnel changes, many ups and downs in fortune. We've had highs and lows. We've been touched by tragedy. We've experienced great things for the band. And through it all, we've really become a family, I think, with everything that goes with a family, you know, the love, the hate, the fighting, the
best of friends and worst as enemies, as I say to my kids, right?
Yes, yeah.
I love that you formed a family. And of course, for our listeners that are just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I know you've got lots of choices out there. We are actually going to give away a couple tickets. And of course, if you can share, Steve, of course, we're talking about the tribute to Steely Dan, Dr. Wu's band here. Tell us when it is and where it is and how we can get tickets if somebody doesn't win.
Okay. The show is at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center in the Share Forum Auditorium. The show is at 7 o'clock till 10:30. We're going to play two awesome sets with a short break in between. And we're looking forward to a really great time. It's a beautiful theater with a beautiful sound system. And we couldn't be more excited to play there.
I love it. I love it. I will definitely be there. One of my favorites. I can't wait to see all of you. I invite all of my listeners to, one, call in right now, and hopefully you get this pair of tickets. And that is 805-419-0008. If you are listening or you are viewing this or you see us on Facebook or any of my social, or make sure you're grabbing our newsletter also. That goes out every Friday, and of course, they will be in there and their website. But I guarantee you, this is going to be an incredible night, and I want you to be in the room with me. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and just put on there Steely Dan, and that we will have one of our team members get back with you. So definitely you can call us or text us at that number. So again, Steve, first of all, I'm super excited. What is your, do you have a favorite song that you play?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. there's so many of them that are so much fun to play. As I said, you know, or alluded to earlier, one of the great things about playing this music is the challenge and the complexity married with the accessibility of the music. You know, sometimes like jazz and stuff like that, you know, like jazzophiles, or if that's the right way to say it, you know, like jazz, but other people can't really access it because it doesn't make sense to them. And Steely Dan touches on jazz, on rock, on funk, on R&B and blues. And so you get all of this mashed together in one just fabulous basket of great music. And they've had all these hits throughout the years. But if you ask me for my favorites, I love to play Kid Charlemagne. Mm-hmm. I love to play Peg. Josie's a fun one to play. Green Earrings is great to play. Those aren't all hits, but, you know, some of the B-sides, you know, for fans are a lot of times even more fun than the stuff you heard on the radio.
I love it.
And again, there's so many of them that were on the radio that when you dive back into the catalog, you go like, oh, I forgot that was on the radio, you know.
Very
good. So it's a lot of fun to hear that stuff again.
How fun. And I bet you guys have a blast performing for everyone, right?
Absolutely. Yes. That's one of the key things about Dr. Wu. And I think that what cuts us out from the pack and differentiates us from other tributes that might be around is how much fun we have when we play this music. Because, you know, we really have an affinity for each other, having been together for so long. And we just love to share the joy of performing and executing this music.
I love it. And of course, that's really, you know, we just had my business mixer, what a success. And we gave people tickets there for you guys. But you know what? It's all about, I mean, really, that everybody was asking, what's your saying? If you do what you love doing, you never have to work a day in your life. And that sounds like what you guys are doing. So I love that. Steve, last question. What is your band's goals and aspirations? Like, what do you want the world to know about you as opposed to we want to get everybody out there to see you?
Another great question, and that's a big question. But, you know, we've been playing Los Angeles clubs for these many years. We do really well in the clubs. But we really want to branch out more into a concert type scene and the Share Forum at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center on October 26th.
Is exactly
that kind of opportunity. You know, we do play the summer concert series. Last summer we played concerts on the Green and Warner Park and Woodland Hills. And those kind of big shows with thousands of people there are so much fun. We love the opportunity to spread out on a bigger stage because, as I already went down the list of players, you know, there's 11 of us. And a lot of times on club stages, we're really cramped in, and it's so much fun to get to spread out and have room to move and interact with each other in a more dynamic way. You know, bigger sound, bigger crowds equals more fun.
I love it. And so much talent in one room. I love it. I love it. Steve Bias, this was amazing. Can you give out your website? Where do people, our listeners and our viewers, buy tickets?
Well, you can buy tickets at the Share Forum website. Is okay. Probably the best way to go. Okay. The band can be followed on Insta and Facebook at Dr. Wu Band. We have a killer YouTube video, which is also at Dr. Wu Band, killer YouTube video channel at Dr. Wu Band. And our website is www.drwuband.com.
I love it. I love it. So many great things. I am so looking forward to that, to be there in the room and hear all these amazing songs that bring back my past on all those happy, fun times, right? Again,
your past and our future. I'm sorry.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I just want to say that if you are listening right now, text us or call us at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And put Steely Dan or Tribute, whichever, and sign up to be one of the winners for a pair of tickets. and we would love to get you there. Again, October 26th, Thousand Oaks, Steely Dan, the tribute band to Steely Dan. I am so excited to be able to share this, and also follow us on Facebook, because there'll be more opportunities and more opportunities in my newsletter. Steve Bias, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. I look forward to meeting you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. It was a lot of fun.
You got it. All right.
I do want to remind you that we do have tickets. And of course, that is for the tribute band to Steely Dan, October 26th. And that is at the Thousand Oaks here, theater over there, which is an amazing theater to be in. And of course, we're going to hear a little bit more about it. But I do want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. All you have to put is tribute. You can text me or call me to get in and win. I hope to see all of you out there. Thank you so much. All right. Our last guest is Dr. Lee Smith.
And I understand that 1 million people develop shingles in this U.S. each year. And I know that that's what we're going to really be talking about today. And of course, joining me is Dr. Leah Smith, your pharmacist and medical educator. And then, of course, Larney is your nurse. And you've actually, have you actually developed shingles, right, when you least expected it? And of course, you're a shingles advocate. So please join us. And of course, let's start with Dr. Lee. What is shingles and how is it caused?
Thanks for asking that. It's important to really start with the basics. Shingles is a condition that's caused by reactivation of the same virus that causes chickenpox, actually. After you have chickenpox as a child, the virus remains dormant or silent in your body. And then as we age and our immune system starts to decline, it can reactivate many years later, and that's what causes shingles. It usually presents as a painful rash on one side of your face or one side of your body that then spreads from there. But that rash can start as blisters, then they scab over, and all of this can take several weeks to clear. But what your listeners really should know is that for some people, it can be very painful. And about 10 to 18% of people go on to develop long-lasting nerve pain that can go on for years after that initial rash.
Well, I know my mother-in-law actually got shingles on the side of her ear, neck, you know, face. Oh, my God, it was devastating. I never heard somebody cry and scream out in pain so bad. So I totally, you know, I hear what you're saying. So why are people only over 50 more at risk?
Well, first of all, I'm so sorry to hear that about your mother-in-law, and I hope she's doing better now. But yeah, so it's 50 is not really a magic number, right? It's just that as we do age, no matter how healthy you may feel, our immune systems do begin to weaken, and that's what puts people 50 years and older at an increased risk. A lot of people may not know, but 99% of adults who are 50 years of age and older, you already have that virus inside of your body that can cause shingles, even though everybody who's at risk, you know, with that virus won't go on to develop shingles. So it's just important that you're aware of what it looks like, what it may feel like, so that if you do start to feel those symptoms, you know that you need to go to your doctor.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. And Larney, welcome and thank you so much for being here. Can you just tell us a little bit about your experience with shingles?
Yes, happy to be here. And to share, my family and I were on our way to a much awaited vacation in Hawaii. And on the flight, I noticed a bump on the left side of my face, specifically on my forehead. And so during the duration of the flight, the growth actually increased. So when the plane landed, my husband and I decided to go to urgent care to see what was going on. And the provider at urgent care recommended I actually go to the emergency room because the growth was happening near my eye. And so we went to the emergency room, and from there, the specialist worked with me. They worked together, and they gave me the diagnosis of shingles.
Wow.
You know what's interesting? I actually totally forgot about this. I was on a girls trip in Florida. I don't really go out in the sun very much, but I was in the sun a lot, just hanging and reading and all that. And all of a sudden on my chest, every time I leaned up against something, I was like, what the heck? What is that? And it was shingles. And so they gave me those 12 pills. So if you've had shingles, are you more susceptible to getting it again, or is it like one and done?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm sure a lot of people have that question. And yeah, so it's not that you're more susceptible, but the CDC does make people aware that you can get shingles more than once. So unfortunately, it's not a one and done for everyone.
Got you. And okay, so of course, we're talking about the vaccination. And talk to us about that, Dr. Lee.
Well, it's flu season, right? It's October, so we all know how important it is to get your flu shot, but a lot of people maybe weren't aware of their risk for shingles, right? Especially if you're 50 and older. So while you're getting your flu vaccine this fall, right, go ahead and talk to your doctor about your risk for for shingles and about prevention of that, right? And if you're at your local pharmacy, same thing, or there might be some community events going on because of flu season. Those tend to happen around this time of year. So that's the perfect time to ask about shingles prevention as well. But if you want to know about specific vaccinations, you can go to easyvax.com, and there you can find out about all the vaccinations that are available near you.
And is there any side effects from the shingles if somebody's really sensitive? What about that?
From shingles itself, the disease?
No, from the vaccination.
Well, everybody's different, right? So one person may experience something that another one might not. So I think that's why it's really important for you to have those personal conversations one-on-one with your healthcare provider, because they know more about your conditions that you might have or any other risk factors. So I would encourage you to talk to your personal healthcare providers about any potential side effects.
Got it. And Larnie, I wanted to just say, first of all, how did that end up for you? Did you even get to go on your Hawaiian trip?
Yeah, well, good question. And I was in Hawaii. We were there and I stayed there. And until I went back home 8 days later, went back home here to San Francisco. So it's been a very inconvenienced situation in my life, because I do consider myself active, healthy, and it's just been an unexpected situation in my life.
And so how long did it last for you?
Well, the actual, what was happening on my face physically, that lasted for a couple of months. But I will say that it's been months of recovering from it, also emotionally and mentally, and how it's really impacted my daily life and what it's done, and really my perception of life as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry for that journey, but I appreciate you here sharing it with our listeners. You know, it's interesting. I used to do hair. I was a hair therapist for many years, and I remember a lady having it close to her eyes, and that's so dangerous because it could actually blind you, right? So, there's a lot of things in this world that we need to really just be cautious about. And so I thank you both for sharing this. Where do my listeners find out more about it?
Yeah. So thank you for bringing this to the attention of your listeners. It's really important. So thank you for that. They can, again, get information directly from their local providers, healthcare providers. But again, like I said, easyvax.com. is a website if they want to go online to learn more about all the vaccinations that are available near them.
You got it. All right. Well, stay well, and thank you so much for being a guest here. Please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you get your names in. I hope that you get your tickets for the tribute band, Steely Dan in Thousand Oaks. And also, if you like comedy, jump on those tickets too. And if you want to get your business out there and share your business, share yourself, I'd love to have you in the room. Just text me at 805-419-0008. And of course, put Mixer. So we got lots of things going on. Follow us throughout our social. Also download our podcast and follow us and take a look at our website. That is KimPaganoShow.com. Of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. When you have an idea, make it urgent or life will get in the way. With that, I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.